Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Ricardo Garcia to tell us about ScanTrust, a startup helping brands connect with consumers through trusted communication channels.
Hi, my name is Ricardo Garcia, and I'm currently head of partnerships and blockchain at ScanTrust. We're part of EIT's Rising Food Stars, and we're fighting for the future of food because we believe that consumers should have the ability to learn more about the products they're buying and learn about where those are coming from. So at ScanTrust, we are focused on enabling brands to build a trusted communication channel with their consumers and restore the trust that the food industry has been losing in the last couple of years. And we do that by enabling food and beverage brands to give each of their products a unique QR code on product packaging. So each product can have a different individual QR code that then allows them to associate information on this product's history, on the ingredients, on the provenance, and enables them to build a one-on-one communication channel via product packaging with the consumers. And as ScanTrust, we provide the infrastructure, a platform to generate these unique QR codes, to associate information and content to it, to keep track of all the interactions. So every scan is a data point in our system, and brands can see in real time when and where their QR codes are being scanned, how high the engagement rates are, and the likes. Our CEO, one of the co-founders of the company, he always tells the story that he's from Vermont, from the US, and he used to go to farmer markets and really know what he was buying, because he saw it there, he knew which farm it was coming from. And then from this town in Vermont, he moved to China, and he lived in China for many, many years. And in China, he started realizing that there is so much uncertainty and fraud in the food industry, because you really don't know what you're buying. It can be, there's fake food, fake baby milk, fake salmon, all types of things. So he started realizing that consumers are not really empowered to confirm the authenticity and the provenance of what they're buying. Originally, the idea of ScanTrust started out, and he started looking for solutions. And by coincidence, he then met our founder, Justin Picard, who was working on a special type of unique QR codes that cannot be copied and allow consumers to verify the authenticity and so on from a completely different angle. So he has been a researcher in this anti-counterfeit QR code space for over 20 years, and he was working on this technology. So the two of them met, and it was a perfect match, and that's how then the journey with ScanTrust started out. There has been a structural loss in trust, especially from millennials, into food brands. And you can see this in a lot of statistics, like a lot of surveys. 75% of millennials would be willing to trust a brand more if they are more transparent. 94% would be more loyal. So there's all types of studies that demonstrate that millennials don't trust the large and established food brands anymore. And what they are experiencing is a loss of market share to local, more domestic, smaller brands. You see that in many areas. So what we helped is we provide these larger brands an opportunity to reconnect with their consumers and reestablish trust by showing them transparently where the products are coming from and position themselves as a more sustainable and more trustworthy brand in their eyes. So I think we are at a very interesting point right now, because we deal a lot with QR codes. And what we have seen now in this COVID-19 pandemic is that while it has been horrible and we want it to be over, it has had a few positive side effects. And one of them is that masses of consumers have gotten used to using QR codes, because you had to scan them for your health registration, for your restaurant menu, for whatever, which has made it a lot easier to talk to brands about using QR codes on packaging. So due to COVID, we have seen a structural shift in adoption. So what's next for us is to capitalize on this wave of adoption of QR codes as much as possible. The timing has never been better for QR codes on packaging. So I would say we as a company are fairly mature with regards to our product. And for us now, it's more about going to market and growing, finding customers, finding the right product market fit, and so on. Gantros is one of the rising food stars within the EIT Food Network, which is a group of startups that gets special support from EIT Food, which is really great. So we have benefited a lot from the network on multiple levels. It's really impressive what big of an ecosystem they have managed to pull together with startups, investors, and corporates. So for us, it's a fantastic network on the one hand to find potential customers and potential investors, on the other hand to position ourselves and be visible, and on the other hand to get a tremendous amount of learnings from the food industry and find relevant partners also in academia and corporate to start new research projects. So we've so far been really, really happy with the collaboration that we have had with EIT Food. With solution like ours and with general awareness in the market of consumers, we can move to essentially consumers being more aware of the food that they buy and also being okay with just paying more for something that was produced organically or biologically in the region, or for something that has a certified provenance, in order to counter a bit this movement of producing food as cheap as possible. Because we do have the money to spend more on food, we just choose not to do it because that's where the market is at. So in one sentence summary, I hope that we will be educated enough to spend a little bit more money on food and counter this downward spiral that we have entered in. If I could send one message to the food industry, it would be that now is the perfect time to re-engage with your consumers via QR codes on packaging.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast. For more information on Scantrust, please head over to scantrust.com.